Welcome to episode 1337 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There is a profound difference between looking at a photograph of someone you love and having a conversation with them. A photograph captures a moment. It preserves how they looked on a particular day. You can study it, treasure it, return to it again and again. But the photograph never changes. It never responds to you. It never says something unexpected. It never grows or becomes something new. A living person, by contrast, is always surprising you. They change. They develop. They respond to what you say in ways you did not anticipate. A conversation with them is alive. It goes places neither of you predicted when you started talking. This is the insight at the heart of the second commandment. God forbids images not because representation is wrong, but because images inherently turn something alive into something static. They turn a conversation into a portrait. They replace relationship with representation. And in doing so, they destroy the very thing that makes God trustworthy. The fact that God speaks, listens, responds, is alive.
You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth below, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them.
But the key comes in what Moses tells the people.
You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Mount Sinai from out of the fire. Therefore watch yourselves very carefully, so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol.
Notice, the people did not see God, they heard God. They experienced God through voice, speech, connection. This is striking. We assume seeing God would be the ultimate experience. But God says no. God says, I do not want to be seen and fixed in your vision. I want to be heard. I want to speak to you. I want to converse with you. Why? Because speech is alive in a way that sight is not. A photograph remains the same. But a voice is always new. A voice can say different things to different people. A voice can surprise you. Here is what happens when we create an image of God, whether carved in stone or fixed in our minds. We stop listening. A conversation with a living God is inherently risky because you cannot predict what the other person will say. But an image is safe. An image is what you decide it is. An image confirms what you already believe. An image never demands anything you are unwilling to give. And in that safety, you have lost relationship. Our previous episode explored how we reshape God to fit our fears, making God smaller, more manageable, safer. That is about the content of what we believe about God. But this is about something different. This is about whether we are relating to a fixed idea or to a living presence. You could have perfect theology. You could have the content of your beliefs about God entirely correct. But if you have frozen that belief into an image, if you have decided, this is what God is like, and I am settled on it, then you have still lost relationship. Because relationship requires that both parties can be surprised. It requires that you remain open to the other person being more than what you expected. The moment you create an image, even an accurate image, you have stopped listening. You have decided, I know what God is like now. I have captured it. I understand. And in that moment, God becomes a photograph instead of a person. Some of us have frozen God into a particular experience we once had. A moment when we felt God's presence. A season when God seemed particularly close. We have captured that moment, and now we return to it again and again, seeking to recreate it. But God has moved on. God has more to say. We are still looking at the photograph of who God was in that moment, not listening to who God is now. Others have frozen God into a theological system we learned. We studied theology or read a particular theologian we loved. We took what we learned and turned it into a comprehensive understanding of God. Now we consult that system when we have questions. But a system is frozen. It cannot respond. It cannot surprise. It cannot meet you in your particular situation in a way that is alive and fresh. Some of us have frozen God into the God of our childhood faith, perhaps good, maybe harmful, but definitely fixed in time. We relate to God as we learn to relate at age 10, even though we are now 40. The image has not grown with us. and we have not allowed God to grow in our understanding. Others have frozen God into a particular text or passage that once moved us. We return to it repeatedly. We have built our relationship around it, but we have stopped reading Scripture with fresh ears. We have stopped expecting God to speak something new. The text has become an image, something we consult rather than something that speaks. In each case, something alive has become static. When images replace relationship, worship becomes ritual instead of encounter. Ritual is important. It creates structure. It creates continuity. But ritual without relationship is empty. It becomes going through the motions. When you are in relationship with a living God, worship is never the same twice. You come open to being met. You come open to being challenged. You come open to hearing something unexpected. Your worship is alive. But when you are worshiping an image, when you have decided what God is and frozen that understanding, worship becomes about returning to the familiar. It becomes about feeling what you felt before. It becomes about confirming what you already believe. And slowly, you stop listening. You stop being surprised. You stop being changed. You maintain the form of relationship while losing its substance. The second commandment invites us to something difficult, remaining radically open to being surprised by God. This means not settling on a fixed understanding of God, even if it is a good understanding. It means reading Scripture as if God might speak something entirely new to you this time. It means praying with genuine openness to being told something you do not want to hear. An alive God is dangerous. An alive God might call you to forgive someone you do not want to forgive. An alive God might ask you to release something you are clinging to. An alive God might reveal you have been wrong about something important. Yet this danger is also the source of true trust. You can only truly trust a God who is free. You can only truly be in relationship with a God who is alive and capable of responding to your specific situation in a way a fixed image never could. An image cannot love you, cannot know you. Only a living God can meet you in your pain and speak a word that transforms it. Even if your understanding of God is correct, have you stopped listening? Have you decided you know what God will say before God speaks? Have you become comfortable enough with your image of God that you no longer expect to be surprised? When you pray, are you genuinely open to hearing something unexpected, or are you seeking confirmation of what you already believe? When you read Scripture, are you open to God speaking something new, or are you returning to familiar passages that confirm your established understanding? When life challenges your image of God, do you question the image, or do you defend it? The second commandment invites us to make a shift from relating to God as a fixed idea to relating to God as a living presence, from worshiping an image to listening to a voice, from abstraction to relationship. This means different things practically. It might mean spending less time in theological abstraction and more time in prayer, listening for God's voice in your specific situation. It might mean reading Scripture not as a fixed text to interpret, but as a living word that God speaks to you through the text. It might mean being open to the ways God might surprise you, challenge you, call you beyond what your fixed idea of God would allow. It means treating God as alive rather than settled, as speaking rather than silent, as relational rather than abstract. Throughout Scripture, God's primary mode of relating is through speech. God said, "The Lord spoke. The word of the Lord came." God is not a static presence. God is endlessly speaking, endlessly meeting people in the specificity of their situations. The second commandment says, "Do not try to capture me in an image. Do not try to freeze me into a form you can manage. I want to meet you alive. I want to speak to you. I want to surprise you." This is what makes God worthy of trust. Not that God is predictable, but that God is free. Not that God fits into our categories, but that God transcends them. Not that God confirms what we already believe, but that God is always calling us beyond ourselves. Father, help us stop relating to you through images we have created and start listening for your living voice. Help us be willing to be surprised. Help us remain radically open to who you are. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,